there is something that seems to be getting closer to happening in baseball that I think will seal the deal for a long work stoppage next year.
Yeah.
And that is Tarik Skubal getting traded to the Dodgers and then winning another championship. And at that point, every single person who wants things to change in Major League Baseball has another thing to use. Three straight championships.
Yeah.
And they get the best players in the offseason and at the trade deadline. And they are just beefing up and continuing to build this insane roster that no one can compete with. Even the Mets, who made bad decisions, even the Yankees, who are right up there with payroll, nobody can compete with them. So I understand that last year they came very close to losing
Should've
to
lost.
The Blue Jays.
Should have lost.
But they didn't. They so didn't. Now if you're arguing this point, and Skubal, who I guess every insider saying there's momentum. They got the most prospects. It's what's going to happen. So now you got the best pitcher on the market going to the best team, and then they win again. I mean, there's just, what are the players going to say? What side are the players going to say if the owners are pushing the hey, we need to make this more fair for everybody else? I mean, that is, there is no argument if the Dodgers win again for keeping things the same.
I agree. I think, to play devil's advocate, I think people can indeed point to the team you just alluded to in the Mets. You spend the money, it doesn't mean that you're going to win. Now, the Dodgers have done it. The Dodgers also didn't win for a long time, and people discount that 2020 World Series, of course, because of COVID and everything. But they should have lost to the Blue Jays last year, but you're right. They didn't. They wound up winning. They made great plays down the stretch, and they ended up winning a game in a series that we really thought the Blue Jays were going to end up being World Series champions. The Mets have spent as much, if not more, money, and the Ohtani thing's weird. I'm putting that to the side for a second, and they are a complete and utter disaster. So I think the argument, if I was going to play devil's advocate with you, would be just because you spend doesn't mean you win. The Yankees, if not having the top payroll in baseball for the last 17 years, are right near the top every year, and they haven't won since 2009. That would be, you know, again, playing the opposite side of things. So I do agree, though, if they go out and get Tarik Skubal, and part of that is because they've drafted really well and they've got a great minor league system. That is part of it.
But why do they have that? I mean, they drafted very well, but because sure. of all the resources that they have
Absolutely.
For being LA and having billionaires own it and having the camps that they have and the Dominican and everything else. I mean, that's part of the reason why. Resources
Absolutely.
That other teams don't have.
There's no doubt it all plays into it for sure. If they end up getting a Tarik Skubal, who conveniently would take the place in the rotation of a banged-up Shohei Ohtani in the rotation. Yeah, I mean, they're the odds-on favorite to win before they get him. They're going to be even heavier favorites to win after they get him. You know, I look at the Yankees as a team that I don't think would go out and get a Tarik Skubal or even look to get him. I saw one proposed trade, and not that we're going to do that all morning, but it was very interesting that the Yankees have someone like everyone wants him to come up and play, but a George Lombard who could get a haul back if they decided to go out and get some bats. I look at a team like the Yankees as one of those teams that, you know, I know it didn't work out 2 years ago, that if they got healthy, could beat the Dodgers. But if you're going to go with the players are going to all of a sudden change their mind because the Dodgers are winning every year, I don't know that that's the case. I really don't. Now, the owners might say that. I don't think the players are going to say it, though.
Yeah, I do think, though, that it would be less of an impactful thing if the Dodgers lost to
sure.
a team like, I don't know, the Phillies
were
struggling.
Well,
that would be, that would be impactful. But if it was one of these other teams that spends money but is not like even close to the Dodgers stratosphere that beats them, like the Blue Jays last year would have been a really good example of someone beating them who spent money but not as much as them, then I think there's some impact in negotiations. The problem is, even though you make a very good point about the Yankees and Mets, especially the Mets spending money and not winning, I could counter that with, but the team who spends the most won the last three. The team that spends the most won the last three. And they spent, you know, right now, $45 million more than the Mets. Now, that's significant, you know, because then you see the difference between the Yankees and the Mets and then the Phillies. It's way less than $45 million.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's $10 million, $15 million.
Sure.
So the gap there at the top is so much more. So it's just, I could just see it now where the owners who want to do these drastic changes are going to want the Dodgers to win again, to have a point. And they already have a point. They're going to have a stronger point. And it's just, it just feels, because it never really with baseball has worked out well with these labor negotiations, it feels like we are heading right into a brick wall.
And we might. And you're, 94 was bad. This, to me, will be far worse because there are so many other options now. And baseball's fighting it as it is. There's not many people like myself that still actually want to watch every night. And it's become a kind of like what what's the NBA commissioner? What the hell's his
Adam
name?
Adam Silver?
Like Adam Silver was talking about, and he put his foot in his mouth when he talked about the NBA becoming like a clip league.
Yeah.
And the fact that they do so well on social media and people love it, but who's really consuming the games? Well, I feel like baseball's fighting that part of it too. We want to see the home runs. We want to see the great plays. How many people, though, actually want to consume the game? I love it, but I also know that I'm kind of a dinosaur at this point. If you stop this game for 3 months, 4 months, hell, a full season, you are going to be in desperate times come 2028. And I mean desperate times, with, I think, half full ballparks all across Major League Baseball. I really believe that.
Yeah, I mean, there is going to be, for everybody who's not a Dodger fan, if and when that Skubal deal goes down, it's just going to be like ugh.
Yeah, sure.
Like, what are we doing?
But it does,
honestly,
it does feel like, though, in a way, it does feel like the way the Yankees used to operate. The Yankees would go out and get everybody. I mean, look at some of the names. It's funny. Al and I, on one specific warm-up show, we were pulling out all the like future Hall of Famers that were once Yankees, literally for a cup of coffee at the trade deadline. You get them for 3 months. And it's like everybody that's going to end up in Cooperstown played for the Yankees in the early to mid-2000s. It doesn't guarantee anything. But yes, if they win again this year and it's three in a row, and with the people that they have signed and with the pitching they have, who's to say it's not five in a row, six in a row? And that is certainly a problem for the game.
Yeah, but during those years, you're talking about, early 2000s. So after 2000, that was basically the because they end up losing to the Diamondbacks in 2001. Yep. And then don't win again until 2009.
Correct.
Like the core of the Yankee dynasty was all guys that were homegrown and then would find certain guys who weren't even really superstars from other organizations to come in, like Paul O'Neill and Tino Martinez and Scott Brosius and the like. And then that's how they won. When they started adding the big money guys, they weren't as good. With Jason Giambi, they did end up winning one with A-Rod, but obviously it took a while, and it was weird, a weird time in Yankee history. So there's been nothing like this. And there's actually been, and when I say like this, I mean the Dodgers, and there's actually been a competitive balance tax that has been in place now that wasn't in place when the Yankees were doing their thing and spending more money than anybody else, and they're still blowing through it, not giving a crap, and winning every single year.